The city of Portland could become the first municipality in New England to set its own minimum wage to more than $10 an hour over the next few years. Tom Porter has more.
The current minimum wage in Portland and across Maine is $7.50 an hour, but the City Council's Finance Committee is expected to vote early next year on a proposal that would increase it to $9.50 an hour beginning next July. It would increase again to $10.10 an hour in January 2016 and go up to $10.68 the following year. Thereafter, the rate would increase annually following the rate of inflation.
Raising the minimum wage is morally the right thing to do.
Democratic State Senator Justin Alfond was among those who spoke at a public hearing in Portland Thursday night.
If a person works 40 hours a week, they should earn enough money to pay their bills, provide for their families, and stay in the city they love.
According to the draft ordinance, fair market rent for a two-bedroom department in the Portland area is just over $1,000 a month. To afford that, advocates of the increase say a full-time worker would have to earn almost $20 an hour. Jeremiah Baker, who testified before the committee, says he earns more than the minimum wage, but still has trouble making ends meet.
I am 17 years old and I have been providing for myself since I was 15 years old. I've been homeless for the past 2 years, but I've been working hard to have a better life.
For some, the ordinance does not go far enough. Tom McMillan is chair of the Portland Green Independent Committee, which is calling on the council to adopt a minimum wage of $15 an hour.
What I support and what the Green Party supports is a universal, enforceable living wage. And what the mayor's proposed is a universal, enforceable, higher poverty wage.
McMillan and others cited studies carried out in the handful of cities that have introduced their own minimum wage ordinance, suggesting that the economy has benefited and that employers were not driven away. But several business owners say adopting the measure will drive up wages across the board.
The money has to come from somewhere.
Curtis Pickard is head of the Retail Association of Maine. He says retailers do not have the option of jacking up their prices to pay for higher wages.
Everybody with an iPhone or a tablet knows exactly what things cost anywhere on the net.
It's a big increase.
Greg Dougal is executive director of the Maine Restaurant and Innkeepers Association. He estimates a typical small restaurant would incur an extra $30,000 to $40,000 in annual expenses if the ordinance is passed. For others, he says the number could be substantially bigger.
Some hotels are in the, you know, six-figure range for increases if you include employer taxes and everything.
Following the public hearing, members of the Finance Committee requested an economic impact study before deciding whether to recommend the ordinance to the full council. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.